Now time for our first coach's show of the year with Morehill Mount Academy head football coach Zach Fredrickson. After a 3-6 year last year, it was kind of an up and down year. Offense had some good flashes. Defense gave up quite a few points. So overall, what was your philosophy and thoughts on the 2022 season?
Yeah, you know, 2022, it was, like you said, up and down. You know, it was my first year as head coach and kind of took it on late. So it was just a little crazy, but as that year went on, I think, you know, everyone, the team, myself and my fellow coaches, you know, we kind of got everything put together as it kind of got toward the end. And we finished on a high note, which was good for us leading into the off season.
This year, you guys are switching things up at quarterback with Luke Siebert stepping up in the starting role. Last year, he made all-league honors as a wide receiver. You say he's a pretty good athlete. Your thoughts on his progression as the quarterback?
Oh, yeah. So Luke's a smart kid. He's very intelligent. He understands the game. So watching him kind of grow into this quarterback role has been pretty fun to watch. I mean, he's pretty athletic. So, you know, the runs there. But watching how he's developed as a passer has been pretty great. I mean, we went to a decent amount of 7-on-7 team camp, and just his progress through the summer has been good. So I think it's a good transition. It should go pretty smooth, and I think he'll have a pretty solid year.
And at running back, you guys have James Peltzer leading the backfield, and then Carl Sargent's another guy who's coming off an injury. How is his progress going, and how do you like your backfield?
Oh, I love it. So James, he's had some reps. He's a fast dude. He's very quick. And then Carl coming back from injury is great for us. He's a stud. He's big. He's strong. He's fast. He runs hard. So we're very, very happy to have him back.
And then a wide receiver, Sargent's going to get some targets from the backfield. Jackson Bice comes back from last year's team. And then Thomas Bose, a guy that you really like a lot. He comes from St. James Academy. Your thoughts on him and some of your other guys as well?
Oh, it's been pretty good. So we have two guys returning, Carl and Jackson, who are, you know, they're solid. And then Thomas Bose is actually he's a transfer. We got it. He moved to Atchison. He's a senior. He's big, strong, so he's been transitioning well, helping us out. And then we have another receiver, Owen Dulac, who we got from soccer, who's just a quick athletic kid. So I think the upgrade, I guess, in like speed has really helped Luke out, just to kind of see it quicker and have quicker reads.
And kind of talking about the trenches, don't have the most size, but you like who you have there. What are your thoughts on your guys up front?
Yeah, so, you know, we lost a couple guys last year who were big, strong, very talented. But we're also returning three who, you know, have a whole year under their belt. And then there's a couple that are stepping into roles that had to play some last year. So they have a little experience, and we got older as a unit. So guys got a little stronger, a little bigger, and just kind of understand what's going on more. So I think up front, we're going to be all right.
Here with Zach Fredrickson, head football coach for Morehill Mount Academy. Talking about your week one matchup, you guys have Oskaloosa on the schedule, coming off a bit of a rough year themselves. Your thoughts on the matchup?
Yeah, you know, it's a good week one. You know, a good league rival, I guess. I don't know if they're necessarily a rival, but it seems like we've always played them. So it's nice to start out the league team, and I think it'll be a good matchup. We have our team goals, so we're just going to try to execute and do what we do and just move on.
Yeah, and kind of just looking at your overall schedule, just to get your thoughts on that. You guys have a brutal ending of the season at ACCHS, Silver Lake at home, and at Rossville to finish off your season. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, but that's, you know, that's our district play. So, you know, we have to win those games. We have to compete in those games. So I think, you know, we have a good start to the year. We just can keep rolling and rolling and get there and just see what we can do. I mean, I'd rather be, you know, tough than easy. So,
and battle tested, that is the key. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. You know, best of luck in week one and throughout the season as well.
Yep, thank you.
That was Zach Fredrickson, head football coach for Morehill Mount Academy. And it's been brought to you today by Amberwell Health here on Locker Room Chat.